Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Remember, we're going to be mostly talking about the NFL, and that means not for losers. This is where you come to get the information you need to make your fantasy football team successful. So don't forget, you can contact me at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com with any questions you might have. Let the clock begin. So today, let's get started with our topic of conversation, which is ADP, your average draft position versus your ECR, which is your expert consensus rankings. And I was curious on the last podcast, I kind of threw this out there, what meant more to you, whether it is the average draft position or the expert's consensus rankings. Now, for example, Josh Allen was ECR ranked at 35, and his average draft position is 23. And I personally put the number one ranked quarterback as the number four ranked draft base value position player for me. I would pick him as early as number four. One of the things that I struggle with in fantasy football is the object is to score more points. We talk about it all the time. And not that I'm going to devalue other positions, but why do we not hold the quarterback position in an elite format compared to, say, a running back or a wide receiver? There's way more receivers out there to build your roster around, and there are way more running backs. So everybody jumps on the running back value. I'm not saying that you can't get more points that way, but I still think you have to include who that quarterback is that you're drafting earlier. So are you looking to draft a quarterback with the second or third round pick, or are you going to push it further down the board? Some of the examples I talked about in the last few weeks will show you that running quarterbacks are moving up the boards as far as value, where a few years ago it was load up on running backs, running backs, running backs. So today, a couple of players I want to talk about are my number one and two ranked player and the ECR and average draft position. So we're going to start today with Jonathan Taylor, the running back for Indianapolis. Now, positionally, he is ranked number one. According to Fantasy Pros, which I use a lot of, his overall ranking is number one. His average draft position is number one. There is no doubt that his 369 fantasy points as the RB1 last year was a great performance. However, overall, he was ranked number six. His snap percentage was 68%. Now, the players who ranked ahead of him were Josh Allen, Herbert, Brady, and Mahomes, all ranked ahead of him, and Cooper Kupp. That's how he ended up at number six. He had a good season in 2020. He had 15 games, 252 fantasy points, and ended up ranked number six at his position. So for me, I went to the next level and decided I was going to look at his games. He had two games under 10 points, four games under 15, and a low to high of 6.3 to 50.4. with two games total over 30 points. Two games. So I'm going to hold back just a second on my draft base value, and I'm going to go over Cooper Kupp for you, the wide receiver for the LA Rams. Positionally, he is ranked number one. Overall, he's ranked number six. His average draft position is four. Now, Cooper Kupp last year scored 440 fantasy points. He was ranked number one at his position. He was also ranked number one overall. He played 94% of the snaps for the Rams. In 2020 and in 2019, with a lesser quarterback, he scored 208 and 268 fantasy points, ranked 26th and 5th. But I went to the next level, and I looked at his games last year. He had zero games under 10 points. Zero. He had one game under 15. One. His low to high is 11.4 to 37.6. He had five games over 30. So I give you that Jonathan Taylor had a high game of 50.4, but he only had two games over 30. Kupp had five, and Kupp also had zero games under 10 points. Only one game under 15 compared to six games for Jonathan Taylor. Therefore, my number one draft base value ranking is going to go to Cooper Kupp this year, and my number two is going to be Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor. I am giving wide receivers a little more love than some, but I do believe it's important to consider those stats and those facts in your positional ranking. So I believe there's nothing that's changed for him this year. Jonathan Taylor has a change at quarterback. Not sure how passing will go for him next year, if he'll have as many receptions or he won't. It will be interesting to see how that compares. But I don't see Matt Ryan as a valuable or a prominent checkdown passer. He tends to want to get the ball down the field. So then that brings me to another running back, Christian McCaffrey, also a running back for Carolina. He gets a lot of love, and there's reasons for it. In 2019, he played 16 games, scored 470 fantasy points, and was number one overall. Not only in his position, but overall, much like Kupp was last year. But after that, he's only playing the combine 10 games in 20 and 21. He's only had 216 fantasy points in those 2 years. And his ranking has been 38 and 21 and 53 and 20. Positionally, in almost every mock draft you look at, he is positioned at number two at the running back position. Overall, number two, with an average draft position of two, but not here. Not here. I'm sorry. I am going to bump him down, and I know I'm going to catch some flack, and I'm okay. I'm okay with comments. But his draft base value for me is 19, and I think that could be considered high. I know that we love Christian McCaffrey when he's playing. We do. But I need to see him healthy in order for me to invest that high. And at 19, unless you're picking at the beginning of the draft, he would be your number two or third pick in that area coming back the other way. I think there you've already locked in a number one running back. You don't have to have him be your number one. But that's the way I'm going to look at him and his value going into this season. I will state that if you draft him, you better draft Deontay Foreman as your handcuff, because his injury seems to be lingering on. And much like him, my next player also has an injury that could linger on, and that is King Henry, running back for Tennessee. In 2021, he played eight games, 192 fantasy points, and he ended up ranked 21. Now, in 2020, he played all games, 16, 330 fantasy points, overall ranked positionally at number three that year. His position rank this year, according to Fantasy Pros, is six. Overall, he's number seven with an average draft position at number five. My draft base value for him is 20, right behind McCaffrey, right at the turn, beginning or end of round two, beginning of round three. His list rank injury, I looked it up, and if you look into it, it says it results in an inability to run and push off with their foot. Well, that, in my opinion, he needs to be able to do. It's an injury to the mid portion of your foot, and it can have drastic consequences on an athlete's ability to perform at a high level and can be debilitating. And I think both of these two are going through that type of a situation where it makes me wonder if they can continue to perform at that level. My next player is Stephon Diggs, wide receiver for Buffalo. Buffalo, positionally, they have him ranked number four overall, 13 in the average draft position, and number 12. In 2021, he played 17 games and had 285 points. That was good for seventh. And in 2020, 16 games, 329. That was good for third. His targets in 21 were 163 for a number five ranking, and 20, 166. He had 10 receiving TDs last year, which ranked him number 6. And players who I think that are behind him currently that he could pass this year would be Hill, Adams, Deontay Johnson. I think those three guys he could finish above. I'm putting Diggs. He makes the top 10. He concludes my top 10. And his draft base value is 10. So Kupp, Taylor, Jefferson, Allen, Harris, Eckler, Mixon, Kelsey, Chase, and Stephon Diggs wraps up my top 10 draft base value. That's it. Time's up. Bye.